lasers for stun and prepare for warp speed. It's time for the We Got the Geeks movie talk.
Let me explain what's happening here. You are a criminal. I watched you murder innocent men and women. I was authorized to end you. And the only reason why you are still alive is because I am allowing it. So shut your mouth.
Captain, you're going to punch me again over and over till your arm weakens. Clearly you want to, so tell me. Why did you allow me to live?
We all make mistakes.
All right, everyone, it's time to set phasers on stun and prepare to go warp factor 9. Welcome to Movie Talk. K-Stu and I are sitting here in the studio, and we're joined by our returning guest, John Kelly.
Hello.
Hey, man. You were here a while ago when we took a look back at 2009 Star Trek, back in April, one of our first shows, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the plan was, come on in April. The new movie's out in May. We'll have you back, and we'll review it right away. And then there was a billion movies this summer that Kath and I wanted to see and somehow didn't end up going to see it in the theater.
And then May turns into September, and now I'm here.
Yeah. And it's real crazy because you, Kath, actually liked the first movie, right?
I did.
And I've seen every Star Trek in the theater, like even the stupid first one. I miss Nemesis, so I should say 10 out of the 11 movies I saw in the theater. So I can't believe I didn't see this one and kicking myself over it. But we're here now.
Didn't even see it in IMAX.
I saw an IMAX 3D.
Oh.
It was amazing.
That's cool.
Got a poster and everything. It's like...
cool.
Yep.
I don't know if we asked you this the last time, but how did you get into Star Trek?
It was kind of on TV as a child. Mm-hmm. My parents used to watch it. And I started watching this. All I remember is vaguely seeing this android on a beach on one of the episodes of Next Gen.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just kept watching it and watching it. Next thing you knew, I watched them all.
Cool.
So I went back, rewatched them, watched the original series, and then glanced through DS9 briefly because I don't really remember it because it was kind of weird.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And then moved on to Voyager.
Yeah, cool. And Kath, you never watched any Star Trek at all, did you?
No, much like John. It was on in my house, but I never paid attention to it.
You're not a geek.
Well, my family was always into it, and they're the ones that took me to see Star Trek The Motion Picture back in 79. And I remember falling asleep in the theater watching it. And I've tried to watch that movie as an adult, and
it's impossible.
Fallen asleep. Yeah.
Like when they play the marathons on holidays on TV... I can only make it past not even the first one, and then I'm just changing the channel.
Yeah.
Until we hit the Wrath of Khan or the Voyage Home or something like that.
It's really boring. And then they had this special edition, like a few years later, where they added in another half an hour of the ship flying around.
Well, that's fun.
Seems like Lord of the Rings with all that walking.
Oh, it was terrible. They blew all their money on special effects and not much of a story. There was a bald lady in it.
Oh.
But yeah, I pretty much got into it through the movies. Didn't much care for the TV show when it was on. My parents were always watching it, but
I don't think I understood much of it until I got older. And then I realized what they were doing, and they were in space, and they had all these like gadgets and gizmos and stuff. And then I got a computer. I'm like, this is like Star Trek.
Yeah.
Computer.
And the thing is, I remember...
Hello, computer.
I quote that all the time.
You do, don't you?
I do.
So William Shatner, back in the 70s, was the Grand Marshal for the Grape and Wine Festival parade here in St. Catharines.
No way.
Yeah, he was doing commercials for Loblaws at the time. The
grocery store chain.
Yeah. And I didn't know who he was other than the commercials. I was like, and my parents were all excited, and I was like, who cares? It's the Loblaws guy. Big deal. But then a few years later, he did the movies and made his comeback and did T.J. Hooker and all that stuff.
And shit my dad says. You love that show.
It was all right.
Didn't it last, like, what, two episodes, three episodes?
A whole season.
A whole season.
Maybe half a season.
Jay was the only one to watch it. But
it had a season finale.
There you go.
Yeah, I watched it. I'm sorry. Anyhow, so we finally got to see Star Trek Into Darkness this week. Kath got a decent copy of it.
I just rewatched it an hour and a half ago.
Nice. So let's get into it.
Let's
engage.
First of all, the beginning of the movie. I felt it had like an Indiana Jones kind of feeling when they were running around.
Holding the scroll and being chased by the indigenous species.
Yep, trying to uphold the Prime Directive. They didn't want the ship to be noticed.
I think, to be fair, that was more Spock that didn't want it because he's anal.
Oh, yeah, he's an anal Vulcan.
Kirk didn't really care.
Oh, by the way, let's note right off the top, this movie came out in May, so we're not going to do our regular...
Spoilers?
Yeah, well, there's going to be spoilers throughout because it's like...
Because if you haven't seen it, you're...
Because we're the last people that have seen it, so...
Yeah. So if you don't want to listen...
There was some guy in a room saying there's 99.9% watched. Come on, K2JSU. What are you waiting for?
Pretty much.
Do the bar graph. It's almost at the top.
Oh, man. I was all psyched to see it in the theater, too. That whole shot of the Enterprise coming out of the water in the trailers. But Spock was in a volcano, pretty much, in the beginning, which was decent.
Apparently, you can use a cold fusion reactor to stop volcanoes from erupting.
That was a cool effect.
Oh, yeah.
Like when they showed the lava frozen. Even you had to have thought that, case, too.
Yeah.
It was the kind of that oh shit moment when, you know, Spock's standing there and all of a sudden you see this big ball of magma kind of erupting in front of his face.
Yeah.
Like, nobody would survive that.
Unless you're Spock with his cold weapon. And like I said, there's this awesome shot of the Enterprise hiding in the water. Has to come out real fast to go save Spock. I don't think they ever showed the Enterprise in water before, did they? Maybe?
I don't think so. I mean, they may have ventured into that in other Star Treks, but never in, I don't think, in the Enterprise series.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So, they get out of that jam, and then we find out that Spock is indeed anal, and rats out Kirk, and Kirk gets demoted.
Yep. And Spock sees nothing wrong with what he did, because...
He's an ass.
Yeah. He's a crazy Vulcan.
Oh, man.
But it all worked out.
It did. Spock in a hat. I wrote that down. That was impressive for some reason.
I didn't know Vulcans wore hats.
Oh, man. I got to say right off the top that the acting in this movie was phenomenal. And I thought Scotty stole the movie.
Oh, Scotty was awesome.
I think Scotty stole the first movie. I think it was given that he was going to steal this
movie. Oh, yeah.
But even the Doctor, he helped out a lot with his little two senses here and there. He had a few cents lying around he just gave to people every now and again.
Yeah, I thought that all the actors had their own moments in the movie to shine. No one really got a bigger part over the others, I didn't think.
Well, like, even, what's his face? Russian dude.
Oh, Chekhov.
Chekhov, yeah, when he got engineering, you know, put on the red shirt. And...
That was great. Yeah. Like, even you laughed because you got it. Like, don't wear a red shirt, you're going to die.
Oh, yeah.
If you watch...
His whole, like, accent annoyed me throughout the movie, though. I'm like, please don't let him talk. Well, please just give him word bubbles.
He's young and inexperienced and hasn't been around English folk too often. To make his accent disappear. Like Fez.
You should have Fez in the next one. No?
No.
Okay. Yeah, if you watch any of the old movies with Shatner and Nimoy, there's a lot of the times where the other actors don't get a lot to do in those movies.
No. You know, Uhura gets the odd line. And then...
Well, she stripped in part 5, which was, disturbing. Because she was 60 at the time.
Hey, you gotta do it at some point in your life, right?
But in these new ones, I think everyone's getting their own moment in the sun. Everyone's getting a lot of time, and no one's hogging the action. Definitely Chris Pine's not pulling a Shatner in these movies.
He does hold his little... Like, when he's being first called to talk to Pine, and he's in bed with the two girls with the tails.
That was fantastic. Yeah. I even wrote this here. Kirk had a threesome.
Yep. With two girls and tails.
Never saw Shatner do that.
I believe that's what you screamed out.
Well, Shatner had green ladies and things like that. And robot ladies. I remember that one.
Yeah.
That was cool.
So far, Kirk's, Chris Pine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I was going to get him mixed up with Captain Pike. I don't know why. But, you know, he's had the Blue Lady, Green Lady. Now he's in the Threesome with the Tails. What's next?
Ooh, I don't know.
Octopus people.
What's that?
Octopus people. Tribbles.
Tribbles. Oh. Yeah,
the trouble with Tribbles.
It was good seeing a Tribble again.
Yeah. Bones, what are you doing with that Tribble?
Oh, that was great.
But all in all, I enjoyed it. It played very close to the Wrath of Khan.
Yeah, they brought up similar lines and similar situations. Yeah.
The 72 or 71 or 72 torpedo bodies.
Yeah. Now, they didn't come right out before the movie and say it was Khan, which I thought was cool, but you knew it was going to be.
Oh, him. Everyone knew it was Khan. Everyone knew. The internet was flying around with Khan buzz.
Oh, yeah. Well, how'd you think Benedict Cumberbatch did as Khan?
Amazing. I've never seen him in... I didn't really watch Sherlock.
Yeah, me neither, yeah.
So I didn't know who this Benedict Cumberbatch was, except for he had a funny name. And no, he did amazing. Compared to the old Khan, of course, the accents were different.
Yeah.
But still play very close to the sadistic kind of, I don't really care, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Kind of way.
Oh, he was good, and... Like I said, they brought up similar lines, the whole the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few line. And
yep.
Carol Marcus, she was from Wrath of Khan too, that character.
Yeah, they had a slightly different storyline for her. Yeah. Obviously, it was the alternate universe.
Yeah.
But it was good to see her.
Yeah, I don't remember her being that hot in Wrath of Khan. No. But
then again, girls in the 70s or 80s.
Yeah.
They had a different style.
That's true. And I had to explain to Kat that in the Wrath of Khan, she was the mother of Kirk's kid.
You did explain that.
Yeah.
And Kirk and her had yet to procreate. Give it time.
It's coming. Yeah. It's coming.
That's what she said.
I will say there was a lot in this movie that connected to Wrath of Khan, which I've never seen. But that said, it's not that it ruined the movie for me.
No,
no, not really. It was.
It all made sense to me until you said, oh, Wrath of Khan. Oh, Wrath of Khan. And I'm like...
But they took aspects out of it and kind of put it into their...
It was like their own little homage to Wrath of Khan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that you had to see it in order to see this movie, which made me happy, because I'm like, I've only seen the first Star Trek. Like, don't go throwing things in that I should... Like, I knew what a Tribble was, but even if you didn't know what a Tribble was...
Everyone knows what a Tribble is. Even a non-Trekkie knows what a Tribble is.
Hallmark-made ornaments. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Not gonna lie, though, after watching this movie in IMAX, I went home, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, hopped on Netflix and watched Wrath of Khan.
I remember you putting that on Facebook, actually.
Yeah, I had to. Because I'm like, this is like Wrath of Khan. And I couldn't remember Wrath of Khan because I probably haven't watched it in 6-7 years.
Yeah. It's one of the few movies I don't own from the Star Trek films. But a great movie. Very Wrath of Khan-like.
They brought back, you know, the Khan, but it was...
Oh, that was kind of lame, though.
Spock could use a little bit more... motion when he was screaming, but it was still...
Although, I have to admit, it was cool when Spock got pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
Like, besides him yelling, Khan, that was...
You see his face shaking, he's like...
Yeah. Then that fight he had with Khan at the end, that was amazing. I'm really glad I stayed away from spoilers for this movie, because I was really surprised by some of the stuff. Like Peter Weller's part, he was Admiral Marcus. I had no idea what he was doing in the movie. I don't even think he was in one of the trailers.
No. All I thought of was, hey, look, it's Robocop flying a giant ship.
That's what we said. So his part was surprising to me. And I had no idea Leonard Nimoy was coming back. Like, no. I heard many interviews where he said he wasn't in it. So I'm glad I didn't look further into that. I think I screamed when he came on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I had gone through IMDb and I had already seen that he was there, but I didn't say anything because you hadn't said anything. So I was like, all right, I'm not going to mention Nimoy, but maybe I should have already known this. And then he screamed and I'm like, or not.
Well, they said, can you get new Vulcan on the line? Like, oh, he's calling Winona Ryder or something. Never occurred to me.
He's calling his mother.
Because Nimoy came out and said, I'm not in it. So I didn't even think about it.
So you believed him.
I did. Yeah. I did.
Never trust a Vulcan.
Yeah. And then, even Elvis.
And never stop petting my dog.
Elvis liked it, too.
Yeah.
And then he told him that Khan was one of the worst villains they ever faced, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Don't believe him. And
It was still... I think I would have been more surprised if it was William Shatner that popped up on screen.
Yeah.
But I was expecting Nimoy.
Yeah, Shatner will never do it. They wrote a part for him in the first movie, and he just refused to be in it. I think he wanted, like, a huge part in the movies. Plus, he's dead, is he not, in the films?
I don't know.
I think he died like a bitch in Generations, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, Shatner, he died like a bitch.
Although, I guess Shatner wrote a series of books where he came back to life somehow. I never read them, but...
Spock can do it, why can't he do it?
True. I was expecting to see maybe some cameos from other people. That would have been cool. I'm sure Chekhov needs the work.
I know...
George Takei
doesn't, because he's already doing stuff.
He's famous.
Oh, geez, he's super famous these days. Like,
we saw him at Fan Expo.
Yeah, he still looks pretty good, actually, for his age.
Guys behind us were like, he looks old. Well, he's like 1,000 years old. Yes, he's going to look old.
Got to be in his 70s by now, right? Something like that. Wow. And in this new alternate universe, we got to see the Klingons for the first time, too. And they look badass.
I love the Klingon warbird.
Yeah.
Oh. The way it landed and the wind's kind of just bent up and... Amazing.
Yeah, they look good. And I hope maybe in the third one we'll see more of them as the villain. They said...
I'm glad they weren't green.
Yeah.
The ship.
Yeah. I'm glad they didn't look like they did on the old series. Or they just had long mustaches, didn't they, pretty much?
Pretty much.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with some more Star Trek talk with John right after this.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Face front, true believers. John Ballmer is an independent artist and illustrator. He has contributed to several indie comics published by Alterna Comics and more, and is able to draw in many styles and genres. John also does commission work in sizes ranging from 3x5 inches to 11x17 inches and even larger. Add some original art to your personal collection or surprise someone with a drawing just for them. Check out his work at drawnbyjohn.com and his Facebook group, Drawn by John, The Art of John J.C. Ballmer.
All right, we're back. We're talking Star Trek with John, and K-Stu's here as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Talking the latest film, Into Darkness, which was Khan. Surprise.
Ooh!
Spoilers!
Where's the party favors? The whistles.
Oh, boy.
I made you treats. You shut up.
You did.
They're delicious. These s'mores and graham cracker deliciousness.
So, I was reading online that a lot of people voted this movie at a Star Trek convention in Vegas the worst Star Trek movie ever made. Like, I don't get that.
I didn't hear that. I didn't really listen to that gossip.
Well, I was reading IMDb, and I mean, if you think they're comparing that against the motion picture and Star Trek V, where they went looking for God, I don't see how this is the worst.
No. It's hard, because a lot of the times, you get the old school people that are in their 60s and 70s who watch the original.
Yeah.
And are just biased because they think this is how it should go.
Right.
And then you got the new age generation watching Star Trek, who has probably never seen Star Trek before. They watch it because of the guys who were in Heroes.
Yeah.
And like, oh, this isn't as good as the first one. We don't know Star Trek. But it sucks.
But the Star Trek franchise was dead before J.J. Abrams took over. So
unfortunately, it was.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks, but...
I like this movie.
So let's just note that Kat's wearing a Wonder Woman tiara right now as she...
And I like this movie.
One thing that always kept me with this movie was every time somebody left the helm, a new guy came to sit on their seats, right?
Yeah.
A, where's this guy coming from? And B, who's sitting in his seat?
True.
Like, do they just shift around the bridge? There's always one seat short?
It's musical chairs on the bridge.
But who's taking over that last guy's job?
He gets
one of the registers.
But but it keeps going. Like, eventually, Uhura's going to have to move because she's in line.
There was a whole room of red shirts.
That was hilarious.
All those people are going to die.
It was cool seeing Sulu in the captain's chair because eventually in the movies he does become a captain, which I thought that was cool. It's cool seeing Harold in the chair.
With his badassness.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And actually, the warp core scene when they're in the warp core and Chekhov's like, we're going to blow and whatever. They actually filmed that in a real facility. Some place that does like atoms and that kind of stuff. They do atom testing and kind of like a smaller version of the that atom smasher thing they built overseas.
Okay.
That kind of stuff. They actually filmed it live on a real location for real.
That's cool.
So it's not all made up movie props.
Cool. And James Doohan's son was in the engineer room for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Scotty's son, Chris. So that was cool. Like I said, I thought Scotty stole the film. It's cool seeing his little alien buddy back with him.
Oh, yeah. The little guy that... I don't even know what he is. Just
yeah.
Just a green-horned little midget.
Yeah, I don't think they ever say what he is, but it's cool seeing him. It was cool that at the end, they showed the beginning of the 5-year mission from the show. Because in the old series, they kind of jumped into the middle of that 5 years, and they never finished it.
So who knows if they'll start making a new TV show. That'd be cool.
Yeah, definitely. It was cool to see the origin of that. Didn't know they were going to kill off Captain Pike.
No. I thought they... I was shocked when Captain Kirk died.
Yeah. It's like, so is he coming back in the third?
Or? I was like, what's happening here? And then I remember the Tribble with Bones and hey, they're just going to bring him back to life.
Yeah, I forgot about it. And then they injected him with Tribble juice, as Kat said.
It was.
And it came back.
I wouldn't say Tribble juice. They took it from Khan, not the Tribble.
True. They injected him with the Khan Super Tribble juice.
STJ.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. The effect of them shooting over to the other ship.
That was cool.
It was neat.
That ship, I don't even know what it's called, the Vengeance or...
Yeah, I think that was it.
It's huge.
The SS Robocop.
USS Robocop, that's what it is. And then when it crashed and pretty much wiped out all of San Francisco.
Yeah, awesome. That was a good effect, actually.
Like, it was worse than 9/11.
Pretty much.
I went there.
Oh, who was your buddy that showed up at the beginning of the movie? From Doctor Who?
I have no idea.
You looked him up on IMDb, even.
Don't remember.
Ricky? Mickey?
Oh, Mickey! Mickey from Doctor Who Season 9. And 10, I think. Mostly 9.
He was the terrorist guy that was helping Khan, and... Yeah. It was Ricky Mickey.
The terrorist guy? Oh, like the black guy?
Yeah.
Trying to save his daughter? He wasn't a terrorist. He was just... in a tough situation.
He was terrorizing.
He was terrorized in the terrorizing with a terrorist.
Yes, by John Harrison, a.k.a. Khan. It's
so
true.
So Carol Marcus, she had like a British accent, right?
Yeah, she never did in the old ones.
And her father, Robocop, didn't have a... So I wonder if his wife had the accent.
Could be.
I would like to meet his wife.
And she went on the 5-year mission at the end.
Yeah.
So maybe they hook up and they have their... Kirk, baby. Klingon bastards killed my son.
Oh, those Klingon bastards. I hope they bring back the Klingons, though.
Yeah, I want to see an all-out war with them, because they kept mentioning it. And if you there, you're going to start a war. And
yep. Because I know they were friendly eventually.
Yeah, like years later.
Yeah. So I don't know if they're going to be friendly after this, or they're going to stay pissed off and angry, like, you know, pissed off Klingons.
That was a really...
Then will Worf come to be Worf, or will he be still in the Klingon? You never know, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess they wrote a part for Michael Dorn in this movie for Worf, but he didn't do it, obviously.
Huh. I'm sure he will eventually.
Yeah, yeah. Because I wonder if they're ever going to do Next Generation stories in this new reality they created.
It'd be hard, though, because how long between... Kirk and Picard.
I think it was about 100 years, something like that. Maybe 70.
Could be.
They could bring Whoopi Goldberg back. That'd be great.
Yeah, for all we know, she could be alive forever, and she could have aided Kirk and...
They did a prequel comic for the first movie, and when they showed Spock come back in time, and in the future, Data was still around. He was the captain of the Enterprise, and Worf had gone back to the Klingons, and I think Picard was in it as well. I can't remember, but it was pretty awesome.
Okay.
All right.
Pretty cool.
Data is pretty awesome, so... Funny thing about Data, this is one bit off topic. I'm sorry, Picard.
Picard.
Remember the episode of the last one when he's really, really old?
Yeah.
Well, I saw this thing on 9GAG. It showed Picard young with the old version of Picard. And then Picard now with that age. They got it way wrong.
Yeah.
He looks the exact same.
Yeah, he does, actually. Did you see the Wolverine?
No, not yet.
Okay. I won't spoil it.
I forgot to see it, and next thing you know, it was out of theaters.
Yeah, it happens.
Didn't seem like it lasted a whole lot long.
I think it was there about a month, maybe.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the Blu-ray controversy about Into Darkness?
No.
So, the regular Into Darkness DVD that you can buy in the stores has no special features on it, just the movie. If you want the commentary, you can order that on iTunes. If you want the deleted scenes, you can buy it at Target. If you want documentaries on the making of it, you can buy it at Best Buy. So there's about 5 or 6 different versions of this, all with different features, which sucks.
Yeah.
Like, remember the good old days where they would make a movie and then all the features would be on it? And
I mean, the DVD, not VHS, because that would suck having to watch all the previews in the middle, in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
But imagine having to fast forward to 18 hours of special features.
No, for those, they used to put the special features and stuff on a second tape.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Double tape. They didn't do that very often with VHS tapes. No, because you'd have to
fast forward through 18 hours of behind the scenes.
I'm talking like when DVD first came out, they would have all the bonus features.
Yeah,
and
yeah, on a second disc usually.
I think this sucks, man.
Because DVDs are small. I know, they better get their stuff together.
They're still the same size. The Data.
So, like, the fans are pissed about this.
Well, yeah.
Well, that'd be like going to the hospital to get some stitches because you hurt your finger. The one place we'll look at, they'll send you to a different hospital to get it cleaned up.
Yeah.
Different hospital to get some stitches.
Different third hospital to change that up.
Yeah, and then fourth hospital to pay.
I would skip that hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should probably make that the first hospital.
But it seems ridiculous. I'm sure they'll get it figured out.
I hope so. I actually want to own this movie.
Well, yeah, they'll figure it out after everybody buys all of these versions, and then not for Christmas because it's too soon, but like for the 1-year anniversary or for next Christmas, it's the deluxe bonus Criterion feature.
Director's cut.
We've added 4 more hours of spaceship flying.
Well, the DVD and comes out.
It's just the old footage of the old Enterprise flying around.
Yeah, the DVD, DVD's out in 2 weeks, actually.
Is it 2 weeks?
Yeah.
So I know it's on iTunes already.
Oh, yeah, I think the digital version came
out.
That's
how I downloaded it, and Kath downloaded it, because it was already available on Pirate Bay.
Or ISO Hunt.
ISO Hunt. Audio Galaxy.
I miss Demonoid.
I miss Demonoid so much.
That was a good one.
Every day I miss Demonoid.
I'll go to it once in a while just to see what's happening.
I still check. Maybe it'll be back.
Nothing going on yet?
Nope.
Oh, boy. Okay, Kath, you know what's coming.
Oh, God, no, I wasn't ready.
All right, so how would you guys, what would your rating be for this movie?
4.5 out of 5 tribbles.
Did you just look at my note?
Nope.
I have 4.5 out of 5 dead tribbles with super blood in them.
I can't, okay, A, I can't see that, and B, I can't read your writing, so.
It's shorthand.
It's short round.
Oh, man, how about you, John?
I'll give it a, you know what, I'll go with a 5 out of 5. Super dead, awesome tribbles that will come to life and eat you.
Nice.
Ooh. With Khan's blood.
Ooh. Now, before you saw this
like
one...
Critters tribbles.
Do you have a favorite Star Trek movie?
It's hard. I like... I like the Wrath of Khan and Voyage Home.
Obviously.
From the original series.
Yeah.
Out of the Next Gen series, I really like First Contact. That was like my, I love the Borg.
Oh, that's a great movie.
The Borg are the shit. Like, for a while there, I wanted to be a Borg, but I knew it was never going to happen. And then, I just liked a bit of everything. I wish they made a Voyager movie. I would watch that.
Yeah.
I wish they made a movie with Archer. I'd watch that, because I loved Enterprise. I don't care what anyone says. I
tried to like that show.
After it got past the first two seasons, season 3 and 4, were the best.
Should go back and try them.
You should watch the last episode of season 2. All
right.
And then watch season 3 and 4.
I may do that, actually.
That's what makes Enterprise...
All right.
Amazing.
I just read an interview with them, the cast of Enterprise. They put out the Blu-ray recently. I guess they the whole cast hated that theme song.
Oh, the song.
Yeah, the song, yeah.
Oh, I forget who sings it.
I forget.
Billy Joel or something like that.
They all hated it, though, which made me laugh. Oh, boy.
Faith of the Heart by Russell Watson.
Yeah, it didn't quite fit in with a Star Trek show.
No.
It got a little faster and more up-paced.
Okay.
But it still didn't work. And then when they had their their different universe, like their...
Oh, the Mirror Universe?
Yeah, the Mirror Universe, what I'm trying to think of. It was a whole different theme.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty cool.
Awesome.
But if you can get past the intro, I think you'll like.
I'm gonna do what you said. I'll go to the last episode of season 2 and just
because that episode's important. The last episode because it ties in 3, and 3 is one big episode.
Okay,
you have to watch it in order.
Okay, what's on Netflix? I should give it a shot. Scott Bakula is the man.
Scott Bakula is the man.
All right, we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we actually watched another movie as well, which you recommended to us. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Kristen Hunter is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Kristen is a geek at heart, and most of her creations are nerd-themed. She makes everything from Captain America earrings to video game-inspired necklaces and everything else in between. Check out Kristen's amazing work at www.wasabeads.com or visit her Facebook group, Wasabeads Custom Creations.
All right, we are back. Me and K-Stu and John. And we're going to talk about our second movie. Not quite as exciting as Star Trek Into Darkness, but it was Coffee Town. By the Funny or Die People, you said?
Nope, College Humor.
College Humor, same thing.
Not really.
Same thing, but not.
So what was the name of the original Coffee Town? Brown Town.
They had to rename it because it was a little racist.
But they were making African-American jokes about it when they should have been making Indian jokes about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was good. I was expecting it to be amazing because it's College Humor and they do funny stuff. Like,
was this their first movie, though?
Yes, this was their first...
Okay.
They... Yeah, their first production. It was College Humor and... Yeah, College Humor was the production company. They did all that. I guess it would cost them $2 million, roughly.
I saw advertisement for it in some of my comics this month.
Really?
Yeah, like a movie poster kind of deal.
I always saw it on YouTube, like, you know, Coffee Town. Go see it.
Yeah, because you messaged me, like, a couple months ago, and you're like, you have to see
When we were recording another show, actually, it came through.
And I think we were on a commercial break, and I was like, wait, Kessler just sent me this trailer. We gotta watch it.
So it takes place in a coffee shop, obviously, and such stars in it as Josh Groban, John Ralphio,
Ben
Wonder
Schwartz.
Woman. Yeah.
John Ralphio is Ben Schwartz.
Yes.
No. Adrian Palicki, who played Wonder Woman in the pilot that didn't get made. Kind of good looking
Steve
when she's
Little.
Not Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Steve who?
Steve Little.
From Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound and Down.
Stevie.
He's Stevie, and he should always be Stevie. Kind of want to go watch all the Stevie movies now, though.
Yeah.
He was Chad.
Yeah, he had some good anecdotes in the movie. Was he the one that talked about Batman wearing makeup?
I don't know.
He did talk about Batman wearing makeup. Because he was wearing a ski mask, and he's like, I feel like I should have black around my eyes, too, you know, the way Batman does. And he's like, so he's done fighting crime for the day, and then he takes off his cowl, and he's just got black eyeshadow on.
I remember that.
He also had a whole new twist on gay versus straight that I was getting into.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
But it made, and this is going to be really bad, it made Kelso sense. It sounded like an argument you would have had.
No.
I'm not lying.
No.
Yes!
As
your hair grows like candy, I can see you having this gay versus straight.
Maybe.
Nothing, that's how you really think.
As long as you don't have a poop chipper conversation.
Nope. But the whole premise of this movie is the main character, Will, he works from home on his computer, and he feels disconnected from the world. So he goes to his coffee shop to work.
Sets up in his office,
and he has to buy coffee he has time to every specific amount of time, or else they'll kick him out.
It's like every 2 hours or something?
Yeah, there's this douchebag barista guy.
Josh Groban,
yeah. That,
Josh Groban being, I mean, I think he stole the movie.
He was good.
And it was interesting. And it just played up, and they had the guy visiting them from work on his smoke breaks.
Oh, my God.
What was his name? Was that Chad? Yeah.
That was Chad.
And then he eventually started smoking. You know, it's funny, because he started smoking Newports, menthols, as he was to get one lit up by a black guy making racist jokes, not realizing it. Yeah. It was one of those things.
Black lung.
And then getting the crap kicked out of him.
Yeah.
It was funny. Like, I think I'm like you. I was expecting it to be, like, funnier.
Well, you watch the clips, the Funnier Night clips, and you, like,
pee
yourself. College humor, same thing.
No.
No, it's not. You established that.
But you watch those clips, and you're, like, peeing yourself after 5 minutes. So
yeah.
You were kind of expecting an hour and a half of just peeing yourself, which isn't realistically going to happen if you're actually going to have a plot.
They pulled off like a Dude Wears Macar. They showed all the funniest things in the previews. And then...
I think so, yeah.
I don't know. Well, maybe it had been a while since I'd seen the preview, so I was still...
Yeah. But, I mean, Josh Perry, the kid with Down syndrome... Priceless.
That was fantastic.
Maybe not show all of his best parts.
No, but he definitely did a great job being all handicapped and all.
Oh my God.
That was fantastic. Yeah.
Him calling Chad a retard.
Retard.
Like, you could not laugh at it, but you're like, I shouldn't be laughing, but... Yeah.
They're fighting, and then Streeter, if anyone watches College Humor, the guy that was like, he's handicapped, what are you doing? And that was Streeter from College Humor. A little role in that. But I watch too much College Humor.
You do, apparently.
Jake and Amir all the way. Come on. But it was an interesting concept, and of course, they had the usual drama with Groban trying to steal his girl.
Well, they both had affections for Becca.
Yes, Becca.
The hot workout girl who would come in after
in her yoga pants.
In her yoga pants.
I feel like I need to watch G.I. Joe 2 now because of her. Cricket.
Nobody needs to watch G.I. Joe 2.
No. Not even Bruce Willis could save that movie.
I thought it was funny.
Your buddy from New Girl was in it. He died of AIDS. And then was Ghost Nick Miller.
Yeah. Oh, what's his name?
Jake Johnson.
Jake Johnson, because it's not on the IMDb. Yeah, his name's in the credits. And I was like, yeah, Jake Johnson! And then they, like, kill him in the first 3 minutes. I was like... That's it?
I haven't seen that movie, so I couldn't tell you.
We came back as a ghost. Show?
No.
It's on Netflix. Get on that.
Yeah, I got too much things to
watch. I'm putting it in your to-watch list now.
I don't pay for my own goddamn Netflix.
just so I don't mess with it.
You know what I want to do? I want to serial kill Bob Horswood.
Who's Bob Horswood?
Bob Horswood was Chad's nemesis.
Yeah.
Never met him, but he mentioned him.
Right.
He was like, I hate Bob Horswood. I want to serial kill Bob Horswood.
I think I watched that movie, though, once, and I... Not too many memorable points stuck out. You know, when he was in the washroom and broke the toilet, trying to bench press himself.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was
hilarious.
Doing the dips?
Yeah. And then he broke the toilet.
What are you doing? And then that's when the hot girl came to the door. I was like this when I came in here.
I enjoyed the part where they were on E at the dance club, and then you see them dancing in the background even though the band was just arguing with each other.
They made reference to the movie Rad, which I got very excited about.
BMX movie?
The BMX movie. I know it's way before Kelso's time. I think it came out, like, after you were born.
I don't even remember that movie either, though.
Rad?
But, yeah, he said, we're going to have, like, a great dance-off, like, in the movie Rad, like, the BMX movie Rad. And I screamed, because we used to actually have that movie at the video store when I worked there.
Rad, 1986.
Yeah.
So I was born. It was out before I was born, a few months before I was born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old do you feel now, Jay?
Pretty old. So, in the movie, they're going to turn Coffee Town, where this guy hangs out all day and does his work, into a bistro lounge. And he doesn't want this to happen, so him and his buddies are going to stage a robbery. So this place gets a bad rep. And I got to say, it was priceless when Chad had the Walkman with Kanye West on it.
Yeah.
Like, hang on a sec, I'm going to put the 8 Mile soundtrack on.
And then Rihanna comes on, it's like, oh.
Oh, that's my jogging song.
And they had Spider-Man walkie-talkies. Why does he sound like the Green Goblin?
Why can't you just use your phone? Oh.
We're just going to use our phones.
Oh. So it did have its moments, yeah. But nothing worthwhile. I wouldn't watch it a second time, probably.
I think I would. I know it started off kind of slow, and I was like, oh, this is kind of dumb. And then by the end, I was, like, rolling. I was laughing so hard.
I think Ben Schwartz's appearances made it.
Yeah.
Kept it going. Yeah.
I was like, is it funny or am I just really tired right now?
Yeah. But Ben Schwartz made most of that movie because it's Ben Schwartz.
Yeah.
John Ralphio.
Terrible cop.
John Ralphio, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. He was so funny, though. So funny. Why don't you just tell her there's the serial killer loose? I'm going to bust into my moves. Don't go scaring her.
Yeah. Oh, what did he say in the bar to the girl about the stool? Oh, is that stool going to support
first
you?
First he orders her a rum and Diet Coke.
Yep.
And then he says, is that stool going to be enough to support you?
Oh, priceless.
Break down her self-esteem.
Okay, did you think it was a little crazy? Spoiler alert. When all of a sudden the dude gets
honestly,
shot.
Honestly, I don't think anyone's going to watch this movie.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the dude got shot standing in line at the end.
Yeah, I didn't know that's where it was going to go.
Because he finally didn't let people in front of him?
Yeah, he held the door and the guys got in line in front of him. And then he's like, you know what? I held the door, but that doesn't mean you're in line in front of me. This is my spot.
Yeah.
Cuts in front of the two of them.
And then a drive-by that I guess Ralph had made up the whole time actually happened. And he got shot. But it wasn't Becca,
uh-huh.
Becca
a nurse?
Yeah.
Which
she was the OR nurse.
Worked out in the end.
ER nurse.
Because they fell in love and had babies, probably.
Just in time for Coffee Town 2.
That's in the sequel. Coffee Town 2. Josh Groban is their nanny. No?
You have to work on that title.
Yeah.
Like Coffee Town 2, Electric Boogaloo, or...
Rad 2.
Rad 2.
Might as well call it, I don't even know. John Ralphio in Coffee Town 2. I'd watch it.
But I thought it was funny when, he was trying to, like, mess up his order with Josh Groban. So he was, like, half sugar with whole milk. After he heard soy, he's like, now I have to figure out how to digest lactose.
And then he uses coasters as, like, or is he uses coasters?
Oh, don't use the CDs as coasters. I thought these were coasters. They were just sitting here. Now I have to figure out how to digest
I think that's all we have on that movie, because it wasn't really...
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot more.
It was funny.
Yeah.
It was a stupid hour and a half.
Exactly.
You didn't have to really think about anything.
Like watching Seinfeld, but 3 episodes in a row.
Oh, I love Seinfeld.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Or Friends.
No. No.
Yes.
Oh, here's crickets. Put a sound effect in there.
Yeah, so watch it. If only for Adrian Palicki as the perfect sweaty angel.
Yes. And Ben Schwartz.
And Ben Schwartz.
And watch it for Ben. Watch it for Josh Groban.
He was Gino the cop, by the way. Yeah.
Even the handicapped guy.
Oh, that was classic. Was
awesome. Yeah.
The ultimate fighting Josh with Perry. Chad. Yeah, so check it out. It's all right. That's about all we can say about it, I guess.
Oh, the one gross thing was when the Chad first starts coming to the... When he first shows up, he goes outside. He pays a homeless guy to blow smoke in his face and, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he would smell like he was out on a smoke break?
Yeah.
No, it was also gross when he had the homeless guy with the bug sleep in his bed.
Yeah. And it robbing him.
Then he didn't even remove his pants. He just took them down to his knees and then dropped into his bed. Like, and we're done.
And he got ripped off.
Yep. You never let a homeless guy sleep in your house. He'll steal everything.
Yeah. Unless you give him a beer with roofies in it.
He woke him up to feed him, or to feed him the beer with roofies. That was funny.
Yep. So all in all, what do you think?
I'm going to give it 3 out of 5 ultimate championship Down syndrome fighting. I can't even think of a proper review for this. 3 out of 5.
Give it 3.5 out of 5 soy lattes with extra whip.
I was going to say I was going to give it 3.5 teaspoons of coffee out of 5. With low-fat milk.
Extra whip. Gotta
digest that lactose. That's
the way Becca liked it. Extra whip. No. Okay.
You guys are silly. We'll be right back. I want to ask Kelso, John, a question. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
All right, we're back. Case Stu and I are sitting here with John. John, you were telling us you saw the movie Jobs?
Yes.
What was that like? Would you recommend it?
You know what? If you're an Apple person, if you like Apple, if you like Steve Jobs, if you're curious and don't want to read his book because you don't like to read, I would recommend seeing it.
I may or may not have the book on my iPhone and still have not read it.
It shows him in the early days before he was, you know, the Steve Jobs we all know. It shows him going through a psychopathic craziness, getting kicked out of his own business, and then being asked to come back and kicking everybody else out again. And it covers everything up to the release of the first iPod, which he still portrays an older Steve Jobs perfectly.
Nice.
Aside from his voice, which is still always going to be canceled to me.
Yeah, well, yeah. All right, cool.
I give it a 7 iPods out of 10.
Cool.
And not the minis, the actual classics. So they're worth something.
With the 4 buttons on it? Before the click wheel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Before the click wheel.
I know my iPod generation still mess with me.
Maybe we'll get a Topher Grace Steve Wozniak movie.
You're funny.
Yeah, apparently he didn't really like how he's portrayed in that movie.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, I watched the preview, or the little thingy.
I heard interview. He's making his own Steve Jobs movie, I heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it called Wozniak and Us?
Oh, goodness. All right, and the other thing I wanted to ask you, because I have to ask everyone this now.
Of course.
Because I am the defender of Ben Affleck.
Oh.
So you're against the idea of Affleck as Batman?
Completely horrible. Completely terrible move by the director of this movie.
And why do you think that?
Ben Affleck just doesn't have it. He's too... He just doesn't seem distinguished enough to be Bruce Wayne. He doesn't have that, you know... Yeah, he's an asshole. It's Ben Affleck. Let's be honest here. But he's not... He doesn't know when to be serious. He's always joking around. And when Bruce Wayne is Bruce Wayne, he's all, you know, I'm going to do some girls and fight some crime. Or at the same time, however he wants to do it. I know, I just don't like Ben Affleck. I hate Ben Affleck. Argo was horrible. He was awful in Armageddon. Let's face it. He should have been the one on that rock, not Bruce Willis. And Daredevil, he had his chance. He did Daredevil and did it terribly. Can't even play a blind man.
I like Daredevil.
I don't know. I just hate Ben Affleck with a deep rage.
Cool.
I would be happy if they brought back George Clooney.
Really? That's terrible.
I know. That's about it. That's how much I do not like Ben Affleck.
Wow. Batman and Robin too.
Not like your Boogaloo.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's how it is. I don't. He just doesn't have what it takes to be a rich billionaire that wants to be loyal to a city and protect it from crime and fight crime. I feel like he would sit there and try to make a movie about it and get someone else to do it for him.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Oh, and also the rumors about Bryan Cranston being Lex Luthor. Apparently he's denied all those too.
Oh, yeah, we saw that. That's too bad. He would have been a good Luthor.
Oh, yeah. I remember just watching Breaking Bad just recently. One of the episodes, Pinkman referred to Cranston as the Lex Luthor, which is kind of funny. One of those.
He is, though.
Yeah.
He's a criminal mastermind, man.
I would do his math.
There was a guy at Fan Expo dressed up like Heisenberg. The hat, the glasses, the mustache. And he was carrying around a bag of blue rock. And I was like, that is awesome.
Oh, best costume ever.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. There was a lot of, like, we were in Artist Alley a lot, and there was a lot of Breaking Bad art, which I friggin' loved. And, quote, you won't get, because it was, Fan Expo was the weekend of the 24th in there, and the weekend, the Sunday before that, so I want to say, like, the 17th or something, the last words that Walt said was tread lightly. And it was like so ominous and just, oh my God. And there was somebody who had like a painting or a drawing up and it said tread lightly. And I was like, ah, God. Like, that guy like just made it that week. No, I didn't buy any of the Breaking Bad stuff. I would have gone broke. I wanted all of it.
There's action figures coming out.
Oh my God. I just, that show is so amazing. There's only 4 shows left. I'm, like, gonna cry my eyes out when this show is done.
I like how short the seasons are. The 13 episodes per season, so you're not watching 25 episodes into a season, like some TV shows. But, and the fact that Hank is Big Jim.
Yeah, from...
Under the Dome.
And his wife, I can't remember her name now.
Skylar?
No, Skylar's sister.
Okay. Oh, right. Yeah. Marie or no
Marie. She's on the new Michael J. Fox sitcom. She's Michael J. Fox's wife.
Nice.
In that. So it's going to be weird seeing her just like in a light comedy and like not shoplifting stuff and like worrying about her.
There was one point.
Crack dealing son-in-law.
Point where it was Heisenberg or Walt sitting at the one end table and his wife at the other end table. The way her hair was, it looked like his wife from Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm in the Middle, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, it's...
They were joking about that on Talking Bad. They said that, because Chris Hardwick was like, well, how does the show end? And they said that, I can't remember her name, that Mrs. Malcolm in the Middle was going to show up, and that the White family was going to go into Witness Protection Program, and it was just going to meld into the next episode of Malcolm in the Middle. Like, that'd be kind of funny.
That would work so well.
That would be kind of funny. And then I watched the Mythbusters episode of Breaking Bad.
See that still.
I watched it today. And there was one part where they were in a camper and everything, and they come out, and the one, I don't know the people, but the one guy, like, rips off his hazmat suit and everything, and he's there in his white boxers. And the girl comes out, and she's like, put your pants on!
Oh, Carrie.
But I was like, oh, there's not, like, will Lex Luthor be in his tighty whities if he does take the role?
I hope so.
Bryan Cranston is always in his underwear.
Yeah.
In whatever role he's in. I have to go back and watch Seinfeld and see if he did an underwear scene in that.
He was in that.
He was Dr. Tim Watley. He was the dentist.
Oh, right. Right. Tim Watley. I forgot about Watley.
The anti-dentite.
Yes. He became Jewish to make fun of Jewish people.
He became Jewish just for the jokes.
And he was in Argo.
And he was in Argo.
He gets around.
Yeah.
He's a movie whore.
He's awesome. Yeah. I would cast him in everything.
With Anne Hathaway?
Sure.
Once you grow your hair back, of course.
Any other movie stuff you want to discuss in the final minutes?
Avengers 2?
I think we already discussed that, didn't we not? Last time?
Well, they just announced that James Spader is Ultron.
Who is James Spader?
Did you ever see the Stargate movie with Kurt Russell?
Nope.
Did you watch The Office this last couple seasons?
Not at all.
California. He was in Secretary.
He's a creepy actor.
He's creepy. Oop. He's in that new show that's coming out this year.
Oh, that James Spader. I got you. I didn't see a picture of him because I wasn't sure what he looked like. I got you. Didn't he play on...
He's in Boston Legal or something like that, The Practice, one of those.
Yeah.
With Shatner, I think.
Played in Seinfeld.
He was on Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Jason Stanky Hanky.
What?
He's even on Frasier.
Well, he's going to be the creepy robot in Avengers 2. The voice of it, anyhow. They announced that this week.
He came until Thor 2 comes out in November.
November, it looks good. Looks decent.
Even the new Captain America?
Yeah, Captain America 2 sounds pretty awesome, actually. I hope we get a trailer for that soon.
It's already on.
Is it?
There's a trailer already out.
Oh, okay.
I saw it in theaters last night when I saw Elysium.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I guess I haven't been to any comic book sites lately, so.
Yeah.
Well, the Thor 2 trailer looks pretty decent.
I think, hold on. No, I'm sorry. I got Captain America confused with Thor.
Oh, Kelso.
Captain America throws a shield.
Yeah, the Winter Soldier.
Thor has a hammer.
Yeah.
It happens. But there, yeah, no, there's no trailer yet.
No, unfortunately. It's out in April, I think. Captain America 2, the Winter Soldier. I think it's going to be good.
It should be good. I like Captain America. He's a good guy.
Yeah, his first solo movie was pretty good.
It really threw me off when I didn't realize that him skinny was all CG.
Yeah.
Like, that's a different guy. I'm like, wait a minute.
That's what my mom said.
Like, did they really inject him with super soldier powers? Those crazy German scientists.
They can do anything.
Yep.
Oh, man. Do you like The Hunger Games?
I do.
That's coming out in November,
Catching
I guess.
Fire, yeah. I have to read the book still. Sitting on my... one of my tables.
You finished that book finally, right?
Okay.
Okay.
It took me forever to finish the third one because I didn't want it to be done.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but the first two I pretty much, like, cruised through.
I made the mistake of reading the first one after watching the movie.
Oh.
And because it's pretty much word for word for the movie.
Yeah. Kinda.
It's pretty dead on. I kind of got to half. I'm like, you know what? I've seen the movie.
I saw it at a midnight screening with Jessica. And on the way... from the Penn Center back to her house in Niagara Falls, we ripped the movie apart. We were like, and they didn't do this, and they did this wrong, and this wasn't right, and they missed this, and they skipped this, and then we got to her house, and we're like, but we both really liked that movie.
At the end of the day, I have Jennifer Lawrence in it. She's wearing tight clothing. And it was amazing.
And she's Mystique.
Yes, she is Mystique. Which is also a good movie.
Okay.
I just recently watched.
That is a great movie. I'm looking forward to the next one next year as well. Days of Future Past.
X-Men.
Yes.
Oh, I meant to ask you. So, J.J. Abrams is leaving the Star Trek franchise to do Star Wars.
Ugh.
Do you think they should wait for him to come back to do a third?
I think they should pick a different director so they don't get it confused.
Right.
Because I can see them, you know, instead of going to Lightspeed, he's going to say, like, Warp 9.
There's
yeah,
a,
he said punch it.
There's a rumor that Cumberbatch is playing the villain in the new Star Wars.
He can't do that. That's against all rules.
I think it's just a rumor.
Yeah.
Just people want that because he was a good villain in Star Trek.
They should just not make any more Star Wars, plain and simple. It's done.
It's not done. There's three more.
No.
Three more.
It's bad enough to make three more to begin with.
Ben Affleck might be in it.
Oh, God. Yeah. Making Boba Fett.
I'm
sorry, Jabba the Hutt.
No.
Being a stupid droid and have a head get pulled off. Keep the stupid goatee on, too.
All right, well, John's getting violent. So that's probably a good...
I blame the s'mores.
It's a good moment to end the show this week. So to sum up, Star Trek good.
Amazing.
Star Trek amazing. Coffee Town okay. Jobs good. 7 out of 10 iPods without the dial-up thing.
Click wheel,
thank you. All right, well, we're going to end it there. So thanks for coming by again, John. And hopefully we won't have to wait 5 or 6 months to get you back on next time.
Yeah, get me back on when they do Thor 2.
All right.
That's a deal. In a couple months. We'll see you next April.
Oh. All right, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.